Second Peter chapter 1, hyperliteral translation. Simon Peter, a slave and sent one, an apostle, of Jesus Christ, to the ones equally precious with us, having obtained faith in righteousness of the God of us and Savior Jesus Christ. Grace to you and peace, may they be multiplied in the full knowledge, or the fuller knowledge, of the God and Jesus, the Lord of us. As all to us by the divine power of Him, the for life and godliness, having been given by means of the fuller knowledge of the one having called us to His own glory and virtue, by means of which things the precious and great to us promises He has given, in order that through these you may become of divine sharers nature, having escaped the in the world in lust or strong desires corruption. And this, that is, for this very reason, diligence all, having applied, supply in the faith of you the virtue, but in the virtue the knowledge, and in the knowledge the self-control, and in the self-control the steadfastness, and in the steadfastness, the godliness, and in the godliness, the brotherly love, and in the brotherly love, the agape, the love. For these things in you being and abounding, not unproductive, nor unfruitful, makes you into the of the Lord of us, Jesus Christ, fuller knowledge. For with whom not are present these, he blind is, being short-sighted, having forgotten the cleansing of the old of him sins. Therefore, rather, brothers, be diligent, sure of your the calling and election to make. For these things doing, know not, will you stumble once. For so richly will be provided for you the entrance into the eternal kingdom of the Lord of us and Savior Jesus Christ. Therefore, I will intend always you to remind concerning these, even though knowing and having been established in the present truth. But right, I consider it, as long as I am in this, the tabernacle, to arouse you in a reminder, knowing that soon is the putting off of the tabernacle of me, according as also the Lord of us, Jesus Christ, made clear to me. And I am eager also always to have you after the my departure, the of these things a memory to cause. For not having been cleverly crafted fables or myths, having followed, we made known to you the of the Lord of us, Jesus Christ, power and physical presence or coming, but eyewitnesses having been of that one's majesty. For having received from God the Father honor and glory, a voice having been brought to him such by the magnificent glory, the Son of me, the beloved of me, this one is in whom I am well pleased. And this the voice we heard out of heaven, having been brought with him, being in the holy mountain, and we have a more sure the prophetic word, to which well you do in paying attention, as to a lamp shining in darkness, a place until which day dawns and the morning star rises in the hearts of you. This first knowing that every prophecy of Scripture of one's own interpretation not is. For not by the will of man was brought a prophecy at any time, but by Spirit holy, being carried, spoke from God, men.